Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Wednesday, July 30th. I hope you're well. Coming up,
breaking news of a massive 8.8 magnitude earthquake triggering tsunami alerts.
Tsunami warnings issued after powerful earthquake and Garda stabbed in Dublin city centre. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, a powerful 8.8 magnitude earthquake has led to tsunami alerts in Japan, the Philippines, Alaska and Hawaii. Evacuations are now underway in Japan, Hawaii and some parts of the US West Coast. Waves of up to 4 metres high have hit Russia's eastern Kamchatka region, which is closest to the epicentre. The country's TASS news agency is reporting several injuries. Authorities across the Pacific have been urging people to move to safety.
The beaches are closing. Lifeguards are leaving at 5 p.m. Police are evacuating all the beaches and the police will be evacuated at 6 p.m. We highly recommend you guys leave the beach.
The Taoiseach has announced another €2 million in funds to support the delivery of food to Gaza. The additional funding for the World Food Programme comes as a UN watchdog declared famine was now underway there. Simon Harris says deliberately denying food to people, including babies, in Gaza is beyond comprehension, and this new emergency aid package will help people who urgently need it. Meanwhile, both sides of the Atlantic have been reacting after Britain's Keir Starmer announced a plan to recognise Palestine. France has congratulated the UK for following its lead. Donald Trump says Britain didn't discuss the move with him. Israel claims the UK is rewarding Hamas. Others accuse the British Prime Minister of dangling Palestinian statehood like a bargaining chip.
The UK will recognise the state of Palestine by the United Nations General Assembly in September, unless the Israeli government takes substantive steps to end the appalling situation in Gaza.
Gardaí are questioning a man about a knife attack on a member of the force in Dublin. The young probationary Garda has been treated in hospital overnight after being stabbed shortly after 6 p.m. yesterday evening on Capel Street. Lord Mayor of Dublin, Ray McAdam, says the attack is deeply shocking and anyone with information should report it. News Talk's Tina Gates reports.
A man in his 20s was detained and arrested at the scene and Gardaí say there's no ongoing threat to the safety of the public. The Gardaí Representative Association says it could have resulted in a far worse incident and unthinkable consequences had it not been for the young Gardaí's bravery and that of his colleagues. The attack came on the day the government appointed Justin Kelly as the new Gardaí Commissioner to replace Drew Harris at the end of next month. The GRA says Commissioner Kelly is well aware of the challenges faced by Gardaí on a daily basis. It says it will never accept that being assaulted is part of the job, adding there's never an excuse for Gardaí to be exposed to such acts of random violence.
The Dublin Commuter Coalition wants the government to recommit to its promise of lowering speed limits in urban areas. It emerged over the weekend. Plans to reduce limits from 50 kilometres per hour to 30 will only come into effect where local authorities opt in to making the change. The group says reducing speed limits is a clear solution to reducing road accidents. The coalition's Gary Marshall says progress has been made and it would be wrong not to push further.
We've already seen a successful reduction in speed limits on rural roads from 80 kilometres per hour to 60 kilometres per hour earlier this year. And we feel it's important the government continue this momentum and recommit to their call for reducing speed limits in urban areas.
There are new warnings about a growing crisis among the country's doctors. The Irish Medical Organisation says research by the Medical Council confirms too much is being demanded from too few. Dr. Tadhg Crowley, chair of the GP committee of the Irish Medical Organisation, says it underlines a serious threat to the health and safety of doctors and patients.
We're competing on a world market for doctors, and Irish trained doctors are valued worldwide. And we're going to have to look at, right, how are we going to retain people in the service we have? And if we're getting to the stage of doctors are working too hard within the system, and if we're not being clever in our use of the systems that we have available to say, right, how are we going to get doctors set up in practice?
In entertainment news, Black Sabbath fans will get an opportunity to pay their respects to frontman Ozzy Osbourne when his hearse passes through Birmingham this afternoon. Large crowds are expected to line the procession route before the family holds a private funeral. The heavy metal star died last Tuesday at the age of 76, just weeks after playing a farewell gig. Rich Hobson from Metal Hammer magazine says Ozzy Osbourne leaves behind a rich legacy.
He was always a sort of story of triumph, of triumphing over the odds, of triumphing over adversity. And even up until this final show, he's lived that for his entire career and life.
YouTube has overtaken ITV to become the second most watched media service in the UK. The annual report from the regulator there, Ofcom, says many young people are increasingly turning to the video platform when they first turn on their TVs. It includes one in five 4 to 15 year olds. Ed Layton, who's from the regulator, says broadcasters like the BBC need to provide for young people on the platform.
But also that YouTube and other social media companies are doing their bit to make sure that that content is easy to find and discover. We know that audiences hugely value public service media and really trust the content that is on there.
And in sport, in soccer, Shelburne face a tough away assignment to keep their Champions League hopes alive this evening. Joey O'Brien's side trail Karabag 3-0 heading into the second leg of their second round clash in Azerbaijan. Kickoff is at 5 o'clock Irish time. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.